This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
That's an oldie but goodie.
Some words are just hard to say, like anonymity.
That's a tough one.
What about anonymity?
What about something that's really, really old, Sam? Like, not like 5 years old, but like 2,000 years old.
Ancient?
What'd you just say?
Ancient?
What?
Ancient?
Yes, you said it earlier on the show, and I caught it, and I wrote it down.
I thought you did too.
No, look at my piece of paper.
I noticed it as well, but I didn't want to make fun of
him. What did I write down there? 2 hours ago.
You wrote ancient equals ancient?
Ancient?
Say it again. So, slow it down.
Ancient? What? Ancient? What do you say?
No!
Ancient.
Ancient, really? That's
ancient.
What you say?
Yes,
ancient.
You take the X out of it. It's ancient.
Like, there's ancient. No T in ain't. Well, there is at the end, but not in the middle.
Say it again.
There's no H in there either, but it's pronounced
ancient.
There you go. Sam, we kid because we love. 2 hours ago, you said ancient, and I laughed so hard quietly, I wrote it down.
I peed a little bit, but I didn't tell anybody.
Ancient. Shint.
Yes, it was, whatever it was a really serious topic. So in the middle of that serious topic, I wasn't going to go, what'd you just say? So I thought I'd wait until 5 o'clock when we were all goofing on each other to bring up the fact that...
Well, you've created quite the mayhem.
I still don't hear the difference in that one. I'm not saying mayhem.
Yes.
I apologize.
Yeah, no, you're good.
Don't get angry. You guys are allowed to make fun of the two of us. And we take
tournament.
Yeah, in a tournament. You go on tour.
Okay, can
so then
I
you
tell
play
you this?
In a tournament.
Moving
Wait,
forward.
In all
I fixed
seriousness, you guys, I started noticing several months ago that Amanda, what's her name, Basilonis on the Golf Channel, whenever she's talking about the players that are on the PGA Tour, she says, now that I tell you this, you guys, she's the very beautiful blonde that is always doing the post after the players win. I noticed several months ago she says, tour. And we were talking about that. I go, have you ever noticed she says the PGA Tour? But now I have listened to other people. Now I'm paying attention to it.
Yeah.
A lot of people say tour.
Tour.
I say tour.
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 If you watch that, watch any of the ESPN or any of the commentators on golf, when they're talking specifically about the PGA Tour, they say more like it rhymes with mower.
Tour?
Tour. I'm telling you,
the
listen
PGA
to it.
Tour.
Yes, now that I tell you that, you will hear it constantly.
Well, maybe that's just an ancient way of saying it.
It ain't ancient.
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 You are conflating it with anxious, which this conversation probably makes you.
Listen, everybody on this show
gets made fun of.
I'm not upset.
And everybody has a word that they can't pronounce.
I speak like I speak.
Dana says instead of crayon, crown.
Yeah.
Oh, and peanuts.
Peanuts.
Oh, and there's others.
Peanuts.
What are the other ones, Dan?
Oh, I don't have my list in front of me.
So. Oh. You keep a list.
Oh, it's a whole notebook.
A again, there are words that I say that nobody else says it that way on this show. Like, I think people play in a tournament.
Goomy.
Oh, that drives me crazy when you say that.
That one irks me. That one grinds my
It actually does.
Gears. Does it grind your beans?
Yes, no. It does. It bothers me a lot.
Why?
It's stupid the way you say it. I don't like it.
Well, when I was growing up, that's how we pronounced it. And it's hard for me to change. But of late, just like with forward, I have made a conscious effort to change my ancient ways of pronouncing these things.
I got a question.
Yeah.
How long were you in that place growing up?
3 years.
That's a long time.
Without coming back. And I was in my teenage years. And so it was around that time that we would go, because over there in this one place, they actually have stores that are Goomy stores, where it's just, you walk in.
It's a candy shop.
No, because they only sell Goomy.
Right, but it's.
They sell just that one thing.
That's it. But every kind you could possibly imagine. I mean, it is.
Thank you, text line. Dana, why don't you let them?
Oh.
Why don't I let them what?
You know.
Let them.
You want me to let them.
You can't control the way he says ancient.
Ancient.
Ancient. But I could just let it go.
You can't control it.
The book that is Let It Go, like Let Them, isn't about like you not correcting someone's grammar. It's like, don't, if I'm up tonight thinking about it and it's bothering me, that's what you have to let it go.
You need to let them.
Yeah.
Before you let it go, you could take the opportunity to educate somebody.
But isn't that always super awkward, Dan, when you're like, I hate to tell you
this. It is for the person receiving. Yes.
You keep mispronouncing this one word.
Hence, you can tell that Sam is a little irked by the correction.
Mr. Guy in the grocery store, those pants do not look good on you.
Yeah.
I still, to this day, and it's only been a day.
It has been a wild 24 hours.
To this day, and I mean just this day, singularly.
Cannot figure out what was going through his brain, not only when he was either online or in a store and thought, these pants are going to really look good on me. But then, don't we all, before we head out the door, and well, maybe I'm the exception.
You do a once-over.
But the three of you probably look in the mirror and say, I look good.
Well, we think about what we're going to wear.
Yeah, I obviously do not.
In public.
And I do not look in the mirror before I leave the house, you can tell. Okay, because I look like I'm 17.
You don't care anymore.
I really don't
care.
That
ship has sailed.
It is gone. It is out of the harbor.
That Bill Belichick fashion style.
I've got to think to myself, because this left nothing. These male yoga pants that I saw yesterday left absolutely nothing to the imagination.
You know what you should have done? Instead of saying anything, you could have just started clapping.
Like, you have more I don't give a blank than I do.
A lot of chutzpah.
And I've never met anybody who has more I don't give a blank than I do until I just saw
Dan,
you, sir.
You know what you should have done?
And you are a sir.
You should have written a book called Let Them, and you would be a multi-billionaire right now, because right. That sucker has sold about a bajillion copies. Can we get an update on the Black Bear in Grandview, please? Apparently someone at Channel 5 just interviewed someone. I just retweeted it, Sam. Near 13th and Skyline. And the residents are literally running inside. They're literally like, we're just going inside. We don't want to take any chances.
Panic.
We are going inside so that we don't get eaten by a bear. And one of the reporters says, I just spoke to the homeowner who looked out his window this morning to see the bear in his front yard.
Would you be outside if you lived in an area where they had spotted a bear?
Someone else just retweeted me running to Grandview to see if I can find the bear. I would be the person probably driving around in my car looking for it, but in my car.
This is what people do around here. They go outside to see things like
tornadoes.
So, black bear, let's go.
Well, look at that.
Well, I don't...
We
I,
can go introduce ourselves.
I'm not going to sit here and advocate the idea of going outside looking for a tornado during a tornado warning. But if any of you say that you've never done it, you're lying.
Oh, I've done it. Of course I've done it.
Everybody's done it.
Of course
I
have.
Absolutely. Oh, the sky is green and tornado's coming. Oh, look at that.
You can... I mean, you can almost smell it.
Yeah.
When it's tornado weather. And if I told you I haven't sat out back and just waited to see if the clouds start spinning... I'd be lying to you.
I love me a good thunderstorm. Do you know what else? I now look impulsively out the window first thing in the morning, last thing at night, because I'm obsessed with Bob and Marge, our two pigeons, and if they're not outside, it bothers me.
Wow.
I have now
Why did you touch
abandoned
Marge, by the way?
All, I'm just leaning right into my old age. I am now obsessed with birds.
Yeah.
I point them out. If I see an oriole outside, I stop and I point it out. There's an oriole. And then if my two pigeons, for some reason, for a couple days, they'll leave and then they come back. The last 2 days, they were just gone.
Yeah.
And then late last night, I peeked out when I got up to go to the bathroom and they were both sitting on the balcony again. And I was happy. What does that say about me?
Well, it says that when we get back from the quick break, I'm going to read you a story about exploding birds.
No, I like the non-explosive kind, please.
Poof.
Scott, will you save her a seat at First Cafeteria this afternoon?
I am going to start getting birdhouses. I have a friend the other day that showed me she's got some little jelly and some oranges, and that's what the Orioles like, and they come by and they eat it, and they make loud noises and they leave. And I'm telling you, there is something about turning 50. I've started noticing birds. I can't stop it.
But you didn't answer my question. Why did you touch Marge the other day?
I've never touched a bird. I was curious.
Well, she didn't like it.
So you just poked the pigeon?
No, I very nicely pet the tail feathers.
And Marge was not pleased.
She flew away.
Well, you know what happens when you touch somebody's... Oh, okay.
Tail feathers?
Yeah.
I don't know if it was Bob or... I don't know. To be clear, I don't know if it was Bob or Marge. I touched one of them.
Yeah, without consent, you can't do that.
I just love that they hang out there and they mate for life, apparently. They actually look like an old grumpy married couple, and they just sit there.
You know, there's a lot of animals that mate for life.
Just like the Canada geese that have made our backyard home.
Back parking lot. Yes, Scott, a lot of people mate for life.
Not the host of this show, but...
I was just about to say, just not in this studio.
I was teeing that up, and thank you for allowing me the delivery.
No, I noticed that you teed it up, and I'm like, nope, not even going to go there.
I'm just
low-hanging fruit, and I'm not going
here,
there.
Sitting here patiently waiting for the ball to be set up on the tee. So I can swing at it.
Low-hanging fruit.
913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.